Welcome to my nightmare with Kurt and Nicole. Steve. And our person today is Steve. And we're just gonna talk about some shit. Daddy had to go through some serious programming with Mommy today because we had a certain person die. And then Mommy's all best friends showed up and she was looking super hot. And then they all wanted to fight me. And so Daddy had to freaking take people down, bouncers down, get cuffed and stuffed, get released, because they can't cuff and stuff me for anything, and go to the hospital because I got knocked downstairs. After her other boyfriend came and hit me from behind. Alright. And that was at 5 o'clock. Okay. What time is it now?
2 o'clock in the morning.
2 o'clock in the morning.
2:30 actually, but maybe.
All right, we got Steve here. Steve's an experienced rider. He goes back old school, and Daddy's being freaking stupid and awake because dog's not letting him sleep. Fog the dog. You guys already know that. And I don't know. Let's figure out an option for today. Okay. Steve doesn't like smoke around him. I agree.
I just don't know why the smoke always goes where I'm going. I should be over where you're at. You should be over here.
Right.
I always love
we
that
got thing. Freaking Drew's stuff on the side of the garage.
What?
Yeah, that's the topper to his freaking back.
Oh, I thought there was a lot of stuff. I just don't know that. Well, that's my
thought he was a rock star. Steve's bike's sitting over here. I threw it yesterday when he pissed me off.
Needs oil.
And I picked it up and I put it back so it was nice.
Needs oil.
What is it, Doyle?
It's oil.
Oh, no, I know that.
Cruise is pretty nice. I found it buried in the snow. I saw it for a year. Winter in the snow. Just at first a handlebar, then a pedal. And I finally took it out of the snow.
Have a seat. She's getting cold.
Not really. It's not bad out here. No, it's also not windy.
It's really not that bad.
Weather's pretty nice during the day. It's almost so short. I want to get on the slopes pretty bad.
I'm getting ready to ride this guy. He's got to be trusty. So, anyway. This is part of the...
Cuffed and stuffed.
Alright.
Like,
how?
It's been done to me. Oh, man. He actually told me, if you don't shut up, we're going to hog tie you. What?
There's four cuffs. I'm going to make the veil daily tomorrow. What?
You're going to make the veil daily?
Yeah. I guarantee it. That's the top of Bridge Street. Four cops. Alright, and then take the hospital with the EMT.
Four bail cops?
Yeah, and the one, the blonde one, that's, she's really cute, actually.
She's very hot, too.
Yeah.
She's
pretty, and
is that
she,
because there's one that's really hot.
She's the one that cuffed me and was like, I'm so sorry. And she was very nice. She's like, okay, Kurt.
That's what she had turned to her and said, hey, you want to use these cuffs later?
Maybe. That'd be a good idea. You know, to be honest with you. So,
actually, we got arrested and I was hit by the cop.
Yeah. It kind of was. My wife was in the bar hitting on all the other guys that I had to fight. Fuck, man. That's why we don't go on Bridge Street all the time anymore. We're old. But we had to do it for Steve Myers, anniversary, and
Steve Myers, why does that name sound familiar?
He used to play up here, and he's passed now. And that's why we went tonight to
this celebrate thing. His birth.
We celebrated a lot of shit. They brought out a shitload of shots. My wife got fucking drunk as shit, and it was stupid fucking crazy, and I had to try to handle it. And we had the best table in the room.
And that was at 5 o'clock today?
Yeah. It was at Bridge Street Bar.
I know what that is.
Yeah. And then...
That's downstairs, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But then, when they ended up grabbing me, they woke me up because I got hit by a couple dudes and taken out by her ex-boyfriend twice. And they tore me up a little bit, but the bar...
Buddy,
but
your eyes aren't too bad. My buddy had a fucking... had pictures. I said, Bruce, where'd you go? And all of a sudden you disappeared from school. He goes, well, here's a picture. He got into a fight with a fraternity at their house. You don't do that.
Not if you're by yourself.
Especially if you're by yourself.
I was by myself. And I had to fight three of her freaking ex-boyfriends. That was not cool. And I'm not that big. Alright?
Not always that big. It's about experience and getting tough.
They got me good. I'm not in the hospital anymore today. Anyway, Steve, what was your nightmare today?
My nightmare was finishing up Deborah's house, cleaning up the young lady. The house got the job done. So I had to actually look at black mold and clean it up. That was the nightmare. Will I get sick now? Because I could swear it was black mold, but I don't have good eyes. I know it was mold. Yeah, right.
Was it water soaked or what was it?
It was water soaked. So
we don't get black mold that much up here. Anyway, we're in Vail.
That's my nightmare today. That's not too bad.
And this has been a day for like a lot of people.
Except for me. I was boring.
Well, Steve's is boring. How do you have a boring Steve day? Because you always have something to say.
It's always interesting.
All right, what do you got? What do you got? You want to go to commercial break?
Commercial break. What did I do?
Hey, Steve, you want to go to commercial break?
Go to commercial break. What did I do today? Not much. Oh, got some shit from storage. That's about it.
Hey, listen.
You know what my nightmare is? There's a job I want right now, and I'm
waiting
on an answer.
You don't need to go to sleep yet. We got another person.
3 o'clock, dude.
Yeah, it's okay.
Oh, no, it's 7:49.
No, it's 7:51 if you're smoking a joint. Or 7:54. I'm good. We all got to do work tomorrow.
I don't. Maybe. Finally.
You don't? How about I throw you on top of the truck and strap you down with some straps?
I could turn on my hours tomorrow.
There you go.
Everybody's got a new fucking time system. Dulce.
No, it's my freaking wife. My wife is like freaking fluttering freaking her wings and doing what she needs to do, and it's crazy. It's fucking crazy. So, anyway, what is your nightmare?
My nightmare right now is I'm stressed out because I'm waiting on a job offer. They said, okay, now we got you as a candidate. We're going to give you a couple days. I said, no. They said 2 weeks. I said, sir, I didn't ask for a week to make decisions.
Well, we got all sorts of nightmares. We got liens to file, other things to do. All sorts of shit to be put in. Everything to get freaking rocked. Manny's a rock star on this. Matt's a rock star. Matt freaking helped carry that couch out. And Charlie right there is a killer.
And that's a feat for Matt.
Yeah. I got it. I
heard you say something about another couch.
Yeah, it's in the garage.
It's in the garage? So we got to bring it up again?
Yeah, it's a nice one.
Well, I don't expect anything less around this. Oh, it's going to be a college couch. No.
It's not a college couch, dude.
Trust me. We're going to move it. We're going to move that up here and that one down in your room. That way, Drew can share your room.
And we'll put another TV down there.
I was already going to say that. You know, I'm,
I don't mind.
All right. You're going to have a TV down there, too.
You know, the purpose of my room is sleep.
Sleep?
Yeah. People that have anxiety and ADD, they don't sleep that much.
They don't. We sleep like freaking when we can.
You know how much I sleep at night?
Probably like 2 hours. Early,
maybe 3.
Yeah.
I get 5.
No, I barely get any.
See, that's why I got
like when I was at the hospital today.
I couldn't sleep, so I just studied all freaking night.
Yeah, well, when I was at the hospital today, I'm like, no, just let me. I had both of our phones, and I'm like, all right, I'm just going to go online and see what they're doing. Because the LPD was not going to charge me with anything. I wanted to see what happened, and then if
I was even disorderly conduct.
Please. Me being up this late, maybe I actually can get some good dreams by 7.
Dude, I was cuffed and stuffed tonight.
When Charles gets up.
Don't ever yell at the police officer, especially when you look at the young lady and yell at her.
No, the little blonde chick, how am I going to yell at her? I wasn't going to yell at her. The only thing I said is go find my wife. I'm just trying to find my wife in the book.
You can't do this. Oh, yes, we can.
And I'm still mad at you, by the way.
Oh, for what?
Get him.
Not telling Debbie Does Colfax that I was going to marry her.
Oh, did I?
And I'll take care of her. I'll kill her.
All right, so I'll have to put that in the garage.
And you never gave me her phone number.
Oh, Debbie's?
You never told her about me, did you? Remember your old friend Manny? He will heal you, take care of you.
Did she remember you?
Of course. And then I told you many times, and then you never even told her.
Well, what am I supposed to tell her when she's in the hospital?
Yeah, Manny's gonna take care of you and heal you, and he wants to marry you.
Oh yeah, I forgot. These guys are life partners, and I forgot that they're getting married soon, and I actually am a pastor, and I can actually marry them. But since they're life partners, and they're gonna do some mushrooming shit soon.
Think about this. I could be your caretaker and get paid. If I marry her, if I talk her into marrying me, thanks to you, it ain't gonna happen. You know, she stands to inherit a big inheritance. And her daughter knows me. But thanks to you, Steve, you didn't even help me out. How could you?
Dude, why didn't you fuck him in the ass when you're supposed to?
I would have gave you, like,
come on,
you know, 2% or something.
This is a production.
2%.
You don't realize this? This shit's going on flag.
You didn't help me out.
I mean, dump your beer out or talk what you want, but if you guys are gonna like get nippy nippy dick dicky, do what you do.
Well, he was living with Debbie Does Colfax.
Quite a while, on and off. It's kind of cool, but you know, go back to the beach and kind of have a place to stay.
All right.
You know I'm just kidding with you, right?
What?
You know I'm just kidding.
About
right?
What?
No, he's not.
Debbie Does Colfax.
Oh. He fucking
she does. Did Colfax. What are you talking about?
No, Manny does Starflex.
You're straight to the point. Debbie did Colfax.
I know. She was walking the streets down there.
She talks about it too, man. She goes, I was a hooker. And you look at her and go, what?
Yeah, okay. All right.
You look at her and you're like, what happened?
No, you're like, I'm in.
3 in the morning,
oh,
and opening up a beer.
That's fine.
Because I
want to
talk to you.
Hey, listen. If it was 3 in the morning anywhere, or you'd be freaking opening up a fucking beer going to the beach. So don't talk to me about that shit.
Don't talk about the beach either. You're making me homesick.
I'm opening a freaking beer.
Just because her daughter's a hottie, that doesn't mean her mommy's a hottie.
No, it doesn't.
How could you?
I got beat up for my chick tonight, so I don't fucking care.
You know, the girl I dated in high school, well, actually, I graduated. She was a valedictorian that next year. Hot as hell, blonde, athletic.
Oh, I'm going to get the bullshit button.
No,
get the bullshit button up here.
You see her mom. Her mom was actually the...
Oh, good idea.
Fuck around, man.
Attention, the bullshit meter has detected major BS.
Sounds like the Coneheads.
Oh, wait, maybe we all should be Coneheads. What?
Did you see that movie?
I can be Conehead right now.
Conehead.
For real.
I detect bullshit.
For real.
Look, you cannot date
the human.
Why are we dating the human?
I actually do believe you that you had a hide one time.
But no, her mom was actually, her mom was not good looking at all when I met her. Missing teeth and everything, short and dumpy.
What do you mean she's good looking, missing fucking teeth? What's that about?
No, this is her mother, but she was actually the beauty queen of Radford University, and you look at that picture, and you go, beautiful.
And you dated that girl?
No, her daughter.
You dated her daughter?
If you look at the mother, you're like, what the fuck?
So you're supposed to be dating her mother, but now you're dating her daughter.
No.
How did that work?
It's how the body changes. She was beautiful. I mean, totally.
Well, you're young enough. You're her age, and you dated her daughter.
Well, her daughter was just a year younger than me.
You dated.
Look,
that was high school.
You dated her.
Took the back of your hand.
Nice.
But her mother was actually a beauty queen at Radford University. But when I saw her mother, I'm like, and I looked at the picture from when she was at the university. So that's like 30 years before.
Hey, she lost her teeth. Guess what? No, I lost my teeth too.
No, I heard you did not that naturally.
It wasn't from meth. It was fucking from hitting
face
railroad
plant.
Tracks with my face.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. Look at that.
Oh, dude. Come on. I got them all the way back here. But that's from freaking riding and doing shit. I just got up today and they didn't fuck my teeth up. Did they?
Ooh, no, that's one thing you don't want to get fucked up.
Because what happens is if you hit me in the fucking mouth, see that?
Ow. You got
that
fangs.
Shit fucking goddamn goes through.
My teeth were pretty good.
Say my fucking first rodeo.
Like guess what? I did a face plant off my bike and the cops were there in like 30 seconds.
What? Do a face plant?
I was riding. I was riding the bike at the beach this past summer. And my tire went into the sand, and I did a face plant on the concrete. But
Manny's done more face plants than me and you combined.
I've welded more fires than you guys have.
No, you haven't.
Yeah. Well.
Well. As a volunteer, Matt knowing me, I rolled into four, and I'm still alive.
Hey,
as a volunteer firefighter, actually, I've been in three.
All right. Then you should have known the lady that was my EMT tonight after I freaking
I recognized them.
To goddamn beat up. Well, I got it. I fucking tried to fight two
once
dudes out and I got
fire,
hit by the third one.
Steve, once you fall in fire, just
getting cold cock's not nice.
Dude, look at my freaking eye. Bro.
I saw it.
No.
I saw the scar. I was like,
yeah, that dude was like freaking 6'2". Well, and fucking, he's not even from the valley. And we're in there partying like with all of our friends. And I left the table for a minute. And I'm like, I'm going down to the freaking bathroom. And I'm coming out of the bathroom. Fucking. Boosh. Then I'm like, oh, what the fuck, wait, where's that other dude? And it ends up being the other dude freaking hit me, and then freaking another dude hit me, and then they tackled me down the freaking stairs, and then I woke up to Vail PD arresting me. Seriously, the blonde chick. Yeah, I got hit by three dudes, and I still got an open tab in the freaking bar. That Nicole's partying on because she's partying with her friends so she can hang out. And I'm like, fucking, oh shit. No, when I woke up, I'm like, where's my wife? No wife. No Jackson. She's like, you need to step up, Mr. Barr. Put your arms around your back. And she clicked me in. She was pretty nice about clicking me in. She didn't click me in too hard.
Oh, I hate it.
And then they had to do like a double search on me. She asked me if I had any knives or guns. I said, I know I have a knife in my right hand pocket and I don't have any guns on me. And my wife's downstairs. She's got her other knife in her purse.
She should have said, I have a grenade in my right hand pocket. Just to let you know that.
Fuck. No. They got me fucking good on this one, dude. And so, then the EMTs come, and the one girl I've met before, and she's like, I can't remember her first name, it starts with an S though, but she's like, Kurt, what are you doing out here right now? I said, my wife's down in the freaking bar, and I came into Vail not to deal with this bullshit. And she's like, all right, let me just put a mask on you, and you just chill. Don't say shit.
I was about to say, do you have a mask on?
No, that's after they took the cuffs off me. Because I was about to kill this motherfucker.
Just get the chessboard and I'll play a game with you to see if I still got a little bit of it.
Well, we can do chess. The basics are easy. It's the other shit that gets me.
Don't tell me how to fucking.
And I hate that three maneuver. I keep forgetting.
No, the three maneuver is good if you do it right off the first.
I keep forgetting.
I'm gonna play some fucking chess.
I love doing that. But once you do it once or twice to someone, they're like, okay, I'm catching on.
I used to play chess a lot when I was younger.
Did you almost hit the bullshit button?
No.
Did you? Go for it. All right, so we have a bullshit button, and so, this is a long
talking Steve, not bullshit
episode.
Steve.
So right now we're flagging out this episode.
Don't keep putting that on me, please, because
I'm not setting anything out there yet. Everything has to be edited and done. We're just recording bullshit.
Well, all right, Steve, you better go downstairs so he can't record.
You're bullshit. Because I'll call you fucking out. Just I call those little bitches out, and they're taller than you. The little bitches at the bar today at freaking 5 o'clock. You know? They thought they were all fucking super fucking cool. They don't know this fucking town. They don't fucking know me. They don't know my wife. Well, one of them knows my wife. Two of them know my wife. And
well, 90% of the people in town are tourists.
Nah. Well, I just got to figure out what they put on my card today because I think my wife bought like...
It was a tribute for a local at night. Yeah. So there's a lot of locals there.
At where? Tonight?
Yeah. It was... I'm the one that ended up not having everybody be in the shit show because I took the front table. We have the best table in the freaking house and then I took it away from that. And then when I went down to the bathroom was when I got freaking shystered. But the freaking front doorman and no, and then
listen, if I get a girlfriend, I don't want you hitting on it.
My wife wore her fuck me boots on.
If I get
no, brother, my wife wore her fuck me boots out.
Which
okay,
is not good.
What are they? Are they leather ones up this tall?
It's just yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Am I actually okay.
No? And fucking stretch pants, fucking.
Because I saw that other girl the other day at the bus. I looked at the boots and I went, those are like fuck.
And we rode the bus in being nice.
I
so we're
to
gonna
Nicole
get fucked up.
That she should not wear them boots anymore. And I told Kurt, I suggest
actually says
that maybe
I
you
think
talk
I'm a,
to your
I'm
wife.
A single boot.
I know a girlfriend.
I'm single.
I have a girl. She don't have to
it's like
away.
Sex in the City.
I Dude. Have a friend that will buy them.
She wore her fuck me boots
like
out.
$20 or something.
And I had to deal with it. And I had to
of
get
of course everybody's going to try to hit on her. Just
yeah. Well, that wasn't the problem.
Well,
I was being nice
feel
about
good,
it.
But, you know, I like to flirt when I was dating my
she's
girl.
Married.
No, I was still. Letting her be freaking fun.
Sure. Fun.
And then some dudes
yeah,
came out. Dudes came out, and I was talking to
I've
these.
Seen so many people
hey,
flirt with my dad.
What I got to tell you, Manny, is these old owners.
No. Like,
okay. Aunt Manny, these old owners were down there today at the bottom part of the upper room right there where we had our table and stuff. And I talked to a lot of those gentlemen today about a lot of business and other things. And they're like, wow, dude, I'm
business.
Seeing business, dude. These guys are business guys. But they're
don't use that black accent.
Ah, business.
Don't you ask me anything.
Business.
This guy is
what
from
you do, Sydney?
North Carolina.
What you got?
No, heritage. But
is
not
North Carolina?
No, no.
I don't know.
I was born, that's my heritage.
I'm
where
from hell.
I was born in Virginia.
Well, that's close enough.
But then four years later, I spent 4 years in London. You know, so from 4 to 8.
Your heritage is a downhill village.
How do I be
they
this
are.
Old?
They're rednecks,
and
man. They got
fucking
the, they got
in
the
a
ATV,
fight at a bar.
Kids have the ATVs and the guns.
The moonshine, the old folk.
You know, they hunt, squirrel every freaking thing on the property.
You're gonna squirrel it?
Hey,
talk
Ken, fire. Will you take me back to your property?
We had a black family from like 1869 or whatever. Took raccoon for the family like 80 years.
Because I've been to the South, but I have never stopped there.
Oh, it's crazy. This town is just like you drive through it, and the main little Not that big.
Hey, do you think my
You got
southern,
the old black guy sitting in the corner.
Do you think my southern mask will...
Can you turn?
Save me?
What's that?
Do you think my southern flag, if I go down there with you, will...
When you see the southern cross for the first time.
You know, I'm not quite...
That's a pretty podunk town itself. It's a small little town. It's like fucking like Ouray or something, you know?
But you guys have property.
Oh yeah.
I'd like to go see it. That would
it's
be
pretty
nice.
Badass. It's even, but it's now down to 500 acres instead of like 3,000.
Are there pigs down there?
Yeah. Pigs.
Oh, nice.
You mean 500 pound sows?
No, how about some boars?
Oh, they're fucking rampant everywhere, especially in Texas. But up there, they're not so bad.
In North Carolina?
They say it's gonna be a winter.
North Kakalaki.
What is
Kakalaki.
North Kakalaki.
You know, you can start a business.
Dude, are there pigs there? They have one of the biggest pig farms in the United States there. But guess what happened when there was a hurricane? They weren't actually prepared for the waste to go everywhere.
It was at Monsanto's, right?
I don't know. It's outside Raleigh.
Monsanto's is up there.
Outside Raleigh?
Yeah, it was outside Raleigh. Big,
yeah,
big
it
farm.
Floated everywhere. Hey, nah, it's fucking my buddy Charlie blows down
this
there.
This is what I'm
guess what
at.
My uncle's into. Waste management. And
well, cleaning up all the shit.
Yeah, that's what he does.
And it damages the water.
He makes bank. But that's nasty
out.
Work.
Steve, I know.
About that. 5-6 years ago, I was skiing. I was talking to this guy from Texas, and somehow the subject, and I says, my brother-in-law lives down there, I want to go down there and shoot some pigs. And he
Texas?
Said, he said, you do it and when it's cold. He says,
well, you don't want it's freaking cold, you go down to freaking Houston and
my
kill those motherfuckers.
And I,
yeah, but they, you see that show they have on it?
I don't give a fuck about the show, I've done it.
Crazy,
what
this a fucking poor race charge your ass?
Oh no, it'll kill you.
Check this out. This could be an entrepreneur business.
Why do you think I'm geared up right now? What if my dog goes out? I gotta go find him.
He said, my friends and I started this business. And then we would capture these piglets that are wild pigs. And would feed them good and raise them and put them in these caged areas that are pretty big. And sell them to the Aussies, $15 a pound.
So what, you're gonna kill them and eat them, man?
Oh, raise them for wild pig flavor.
Yeah, how about I train Friday to be a freaking pig?
That's
no kick your ass.
And they were just basically, instead of killing them, they were actually selling.
Well, they do that with fucking elk and shit too. That's what they have out Montana.
I'll tell you what,
elk fields and shit.
I ate a wild pig one time in my life. And it was good.
I ate a boar when I bought my first house in Texas. The guy that actually sold it to me was a mortgage broker, and he was sitting behind the desk. He's like, you want to come boar hunting with me?
Oh, that root.
Yeah.
Root.
He's like,
it's kind of
you want to come boar hunting with me?
I would go,
and I was like,
that's
you. You're giving me keys to my brand new freaking house, and you want me to go boar hunting with you? I said, and you're only making $6,000 on the contract. That building was $159,000, and he hooked me up because I did a bunch of work on his house. And I'm like, you're only making $6,000 on this contract, and you want to take me down to Southern Texas and go boar hunting for the weekend? It's about $6,000.
Eat your root. Don't be slacking, dude.
But see, it's kind of funny. Guess what? Because you gave me a root. Guess what?
Now you're gonna get all high.
Guess what movie?
No, it won't get you high. It charged your immune system.
Guess what movie I watched? What the main characters is? His name is.
Oh.
Root.
I love her.
Hey, look,
why don't we put that on?
But now they call him Stick because it's a little kid.
No, but he's fucking root, man.
But he's root. But his name, the guy calls him Stick.
I don't give a fuck. He's still root to me.
He's still root, but it's funny as shit. Root.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I'm not gonna do any mushrooms tonight. What is that?
It's the OSHA. To charge your immune system.
I just got my immune system fully charged. I had to go to freaking hospital jail and get freaking fully charged.
They didn't give you an IV, did they? No.
Oh yeah, I had an IV freaking right there today.
There you go.
This is the natural stuff. It's better than...
No, I was all directly connected. They had me freaking on the girl that Norway has seen in Beaver Creek.
No, no, I got half of it.
Now I'm a little bit breezed up.
What do you eat? Yours? Valuable.
I don't think I should eat it.
Every time I get blood, they go, "Oh, we love your vein."
Dude, look at mine. It's fucking ridiculous.
That's natural.
Like smack. Yeah, they
That's
love us.
That's natural.
You know what they ask us?
Yeah, I know. They go, but that was today.
It's
right
good
there.
For
you
know,
when you
got
good veins, you go, "Do you work out?" I said, "No, I play a lot of chess."
Charge your immune system. If you don't eat it, give it back.
If they don't know what the fuck is going on, they don't know. Alright? I ain't fucking goddamn doing no drugs. If anybody shoots up around me, I'm gonna put you on the couch and make you sleep for fucking 3 weeks.
Guess what I have? I do have a lot of holster here, because I give a lot of blood.
For what, money?
Nah, well, both. I gave one that was free for Red Cross, and then I gave plasma.
Oh, you gave plasma?
For money. Like $40 a pop. I go to work, get off, you know.
I was never that bad.
Yeah, but you gotta realize that I'm spreading all sorts of shit.
Why?
Because right now.
Yeah, because we don't know who you've been having sex with.
Oh, I forgot about the dog, though.
What do you mean?
Having sex with the dog?
Never have done that. I'm a trisexual. I'll try anything. Pig, chicken, mud. That's
an
orthographic
talk. We're going on 31 minutes on this conversation.
I'm serious, dude.
And
this beer's gone. I do have to go to sleep.
Alright.
We're not gonna force you.
So, do you guys wanna close it down? Is there any statements?
No.
No ending statements.
I'm way late.